Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. We're talking with the head girls track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Andy Ettinger, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thank you.
So it's been through the first couple weeks of practice. We've had indoor meets as well. Your girls went over to the IATC indoors down in Ames on Friday morning and competed. And you had a couple athletes compete in that indoor meet. Just early returns here from what you saw in the indoor meet and what you've seen in practice. What have you liked so far about your team early on this year?
Obviously, it's still early, but I definitely like our incoming freshmen. We're working on replacing Aiden Feske, who was a senior last year. But we definitely have some athletes in this freshman class. We also have girls that we also have distance runners this year. I was sprint heavy the last couple of years, but we got some distance runners this year with that group. And then there is a few more that actually just decided to come out this year. So we definitely have better numbers than what we've had. So that's a start. Addie Jeske and her long jump took it kind of hard on herself, but that was her first few jumps, but did make finals at the ITCA. So everything's looking promising. It's a slow start, but I like what I see so far.
Yeah, you talked about those freshmen. We got to know them quite a bit during the basketball season. Athletes like Tatum Edwards, Ellie Lenning, just to name a couple, Adelaide Pamperin as well, and as well as Micah Anderson. Those are just to name a few of those freshmen. And just what has stood out to you about what they've been able to bring to the table so early on in their varsity career?
Two of them, Ellie and Micah, stepped in for the 4x1 this past Friday and did a remarkable job. We ran the same time as we did starting out last year, and I go back to Aiden. That was with Aiden, so I like that positivity right there with that time. So they're going to be huge. They know they have a big role to come in and step up in different relays and things for that. But it'll be interesting to see once we get outdoor to see how they do in all different events.
And you talked about Addie Jeske in the long jump, and looking at your other field events, obviously high jump and then your throws just early on. Obviously, you know, you're working on the basics this early in the season, but what have you seen from that the rest of that field event group so far early this year?
Well, throwers, we have three throwers, one that's a freshman, two sophomores. They're eager to throw the disc, but I've seen a little bit with the shot. You know, they got some work to do. We have a freshman, Keely Peterson, working on her form and everything. I finally have a high jumper this year. Addison Etram will be my high jumper with Addie Pamperin possibly out for the season still. She's going to step in and be my high jumper this year. She did it last year. So I'm excited to see how she turns out with that.
And looking at the schedule coming up, still got a couple of indoor meets left on the schedule, at least according to Bound. We've got the Wartburg Invitational tomorrow over at Wartburg College in Waverly. You found that up on Thursday with the Humboldt Girls Indoor. Obviously, weather's going to play a factor in whether those meets happen or not. And you guys start your outdoor season coming up in that second week in April with the Richard Ryan Relays and, of course, your home meet on the 10th of April. And just, you know, throughout the rest of this indoor season, before we really get into outdoor season, what's been what's going to be the big focus for you and the staff and getting the girls ready for that outdoor season come early April?
Just getting better. And as these, like I said, going back to these freshmen, having them be able to compete in these indoor meets, getting a feel for what high school track is like compared to middle school and things like that. I want to work on, this is where we work on our handoffs a lot. You know, I look at it as more, these indoor meets to help us, you know, other than just practice, but we can go out and actually compete. So I want to see how we do competing against not just ourselves in practice, but against other teams.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at the Wartburg Invitational and the Humboldt Girls Indoor.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep, that was Andy Ettinger, the head girls track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto. And we're talking with Roland Story coach Andy Herrick after the break on 95.7 KQWC.